Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We're at the top of the Amid, and we're continuing to talk about Hilchos Tzitzis. Says Yimar Ben Marava, Shema Mino Kesher Elyon D'Araisa. The din of a Kesher Elyon, meaning that we have to have Kshorim at the top of the Tzitzis. We, as you know, have the custom to do five of them. We're going to talk about that a little bit further down. But in the meantime, Minatoy, you have to do at least one kesher. The kesher would have to be a double kesher, because by definition, if you are just tying once, that's just like a bow, and that's not going to remain. So you do a double kesher, and the Gemara tells us that one of those is the Araisa. Although the Gemara refers to it as kesher Elyon, Rashi points out that what the Gemara really means to say is one kesher, such a double knot, is Minatoy. The reason why we refer to it as Elyon, we had the expression Elyon already on the bottom of the Omid Beis yesterday. It doesn't really mean the top one, it really means the bottom one. Remember the last line of the Omid Beis says, Kiven de ishtri le'iloi, once that upper knot gets opened up, ishtri le'kula, everything will unravel. So if you look at the last Rashi, Iloi haino ahu kesher tachtoin de melamata. That's Lamala Kachashiv. He calls it Eloi, but he means the lowest one of the upper Ksharim, the Oid, etc. So getting back to our Gemara now, looking at line 4 of Rashi, Kesher Elyon Sutrashi, Hainanami Hahu Kesher Dilamata. We were talking about really the bottom Kesher, meaning after you make all of the Krichois, all of the Mavikultan, you twist one of the tzitzis around the other tzitzis, after you finish doing that, that kesher that you make underneath it, that's what he refers to as kesher elyon. That's called halacha. That's halacha of Sinai. Kvoyimer kesher echad b'tzitzis miyad yeraisa. What Rashi's saying is, although we refer to kesher elyon, we really mean to say one double knot, that is menatayim. He called it Kesher Elyon because if you're only doing one, we do five. But if you're only to do one, that's the one that we're talking about, that's Minatoyra. You have to make sure you do such a Kesher. What's the right? What's the Shmamina? Says Rabbi. He's so good. The Rabbanon, my Itzrich, the Mishri, Sadin, Betitzis, Pshito, Hatoykev, Tkifa Achas, Ene Chibur. We all know that one of the Makoyrois of an essay, Doichaloys essay, is from the juxtaposition, the Smichus of two Psukim. We have one Pasik that says, Loi Silba Shatneis, and the next Pasik after that says, Gedilim Tasalach. And Leisil B'Shatnez, obviously we're talking about Shatnez. Gedilim is talking about making tzitzis. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu put the two psukim together? To tell you the din of Asay Doichaloi Sasei, that even though normally you're not allowed to go and wear a garment that has both linen and wool, however, if it's tzitzis, the Torah tells you not only you can, but it's perfect. Gedilim Tasaloch, you can go and take, for instance, a beged made out of linen. And from yesterday's Gemara, it sounds like that many, if not most, of the begotim that used to wear in the good old days were made out of linen. And you always had to add tchelis, which was, by definition, wool. So you have wool and linen together. But the Torah says you're allowed to, and that's no problem. That's the din of tzitzis. Aha. So Zokti Gemara adds, when would the Torah have to tell us that? That's only if it was a true sewing or chibur of one to the other. If, for instance, all you did was just be tokef tkifa achas, you just put in one string, one strand, one thread of one of the two, linen into wool, or wool into linen, since that's never going to hold, for those of you that are not familiar with sewing, try it out one time, take a needle, put in some thread, and put it through your garment only once. Don't go back and forth twice to make a full stitch, just put it in once. Everybody knows what's going to happen is, slowly but surely, it's just going to fall out. It's only going to have a kium if you do at least back and forth, at least, you know, twice. Sezok to Yomara, if you're not going to go and put up a kesher at the bottom of your tzitzis. In other words, when you put the tzitzis through the begin, and now you do your krichos. Krichos are those winding revolutions in Yiddish, mevikel dan. You twist one tzitzis around the others. What happens if you're an excellent twister and you're able to do it in such a way that afterwards you tuck in the very end of the tzitzis so that it should stay? We all know that's not going to stay very long. Maybe we'll stay 5 minutes, maybe we'll stay an hour, maybe even yoyim or yoyimayim. But it's not going to have a permanence. The only time we'll have a permanence if you make a double knot. Oh, a double knot. It might even stay there 6 months, maybe even a year, maybe even for many years. But the point is that if you're not going to have a kesher, min ha-toyer. So therefore, min ha-toyer, all you're going to do is just slip in the, make a slip knot or a bow, or just slip in the twisted tzitzis among the other tzitzis and hope that it's going to stay. It's never going to stay. And therefore, that's considered to be like a tokef tekifa achas, ein a chibur. It doesn't have a din of chibur. If it doesn't have a din of chibur, it's not shatness. I don't need a pasuk to go and tell you, asay doicha lo yisaseh, because there is no situation over here of shatness. This temporary fix that you put one into the other, those is gonish, it's never going to remain. Since we do have to come on to the assay, the Galoi says, the Chasimin says, Rabba, that the kesher that we make after the krichos, after these winding, twisting tzitzis, that is min ha-tayim. Aleshmami no diraisa. Omer Rabba Rav Ada, Omer Rav Ada, Omer Rav. Apparently Rabba Rav Ada is saying the name of his father. Omer Rav Ada, Omer Rav Ada, Omer Rav Ada, Omer Rav. Im nifsek ha-chut me'ikoroi psula. Now what does that mean? We had yesterday in the Gemara, and we're going to have it again shortly, the inyan of gardumen. Gardumen means that the top of our tzitzis are what the Gemara calls on the Amud Beis gedil. Gedil is that braided part, that twisted part, which has the ksharim. And beneath that is where you have the psilim, you have the loose strings, the loose threads that we call tzitzis. So yesterday we learned what happens if you had nothing remaining after the gedil, you only had that twisted part, the braided part, nothing more. We said, yes, the Gemara, it's possible. So what's the minimum that you have to have? So the Gemara has to be at least kedei aniva, that the remaining psil is enough to be able to go make a bow. You had a shayla, a bow around all of the other seven, or just a bow on its own. Regardless, it was a teiku, but there's such a din of gadum. Here we're talking about that where the tzitzis are connected to the beged, where you put in the four strings, and now you start twisting them and tying them, etc. What happens if at the very top, in the beged mamish, where it's the four have gone through the hole in the beged, that over there one of those four has unfortunately gotten cut, or torn, or snapped, or whatever term, and this achut meikar, the mekari gives you the sense that it's all the way on top where it's connected to the talus itself, then it's possible, because that's a real cut tzitzis. In the case of the gardumim, you have the entire tzitzis, at least to the extent in that twisted area that we call the gedil. If in fact you were to unravel that top area, you would see that you still have the tzitzis there. You don't have the tzitzis hanging down below, but they are still part of the gedil above. But here if you're going cutting that chut, even though it's still in place, because the other three strands have not been cut, and the whole thing is still in the gedil, so it's all intact. Nevertheless, if it's one of them is cut, it's totally possible. You should never know of these things, but Chas V'Sholom, when a person passes away and they wrap him in a talis, they specially passel the tzitzis of the talis. The reason why they do that is because it shouldn't be loyig l'rosh. We shouldn't be making fun of the mess and saying, you can't do any mitzvahs anymore. So therefore we put on a passel talis. How do you passel a talis? They do that by cutting the chut there at the top, so that the tzitzis remain on, but it's possible because of the fact that they've cut it there where it enters into the talus. Anyway, Azei Zog Rav Ada Omer Rav is Yosef Rav Nachman, the Ka'omel HaShmeitzer. So Rav Nachman repeated this Shtikul Torah. Is Eisvi Rav Rav Nachman. B'med Vor Mamurim means when you make the tzitzis l'chat chela, how are you supposed to do it? So we're going to learn about this more here in the Amud Aleph and later on in Daf Mem Aleph, that you have the first top third is the gedil. The two thirds below are the psilim. That's the way you're supposed to have more or less the proportion. But says Imar, that's betchilase. That's all the chilim. What happens if you've been wearing this talus already for a while, and therefore the tzitzis now have gotten cut, damaged, torn, etc.? Shiyorav v'gardumav kolshu. Sai shirayim and sai gardumim are kolshu. Faith Yimara, what's the difference between shiyorav and gardumav? My shiyorav, my gardumav. My love shiyorav, the ifsik minayu, vishtar minayu. Gardumim, the igardim, igradumim. The difference is that the gardumia, what we spoke about before and yesterday, that means that the hanging down tzitzis that emerge from the gedil, those have been cut or torn. And the shiara means our case, the case of the tzitzis that got torn at the very top, where it is connected to the beged. And we see then each case, vajok the gemara, soifoi, shiara v'gedil of kolshu. We said that dafka b'tchilosei, but if you're talking about shiorov, what's the din? My shiorov, my geduma, my love shiorov, the ifsik minayu, the ishtayir minayu, that it was cut, but something is remaining. And the same thing, egar gadumi, and the egar gadumi also, that it was totally nifsik at the bottom. And therefore, why are you telling me nifsik hachut meikari is possible? If the shirayim are similar to the gardumim, it's talking about the ktsas mechutov, the nishak ktsas gardumim. That part is still hanging around. Part of it is still good. And you said, no, no, it's not good. Once you cut it at the top, it's all here, it's all over. So, Frank Gemara, what's going on? Everything Gemara, no. Loi. It's not that we're talking about separate shirayim and gardumim, but rather it's talking about both. The Braisa said, "Soifa shiyar v'gardumav kolshu." As long as you have a kolshu remaining, you're okay. In the case where you've cut the string at the very top where it goes into the beged, you don't have a kolshu. You have a ton of string left over. And you're telling me that it was possible. Here it says in the price, as long as you have a kolshu, it's enough. It's a shver. Says Yimar, no, this is not two separate cases, shiorav and gardumav. It's shiurei gardumim. What means shiurei gardumim? That you have to leave over at least a little bit of the gardum. Well, what's that little bit? Like Yimar said yesterday, kedei ani. Is it Yimar? Loi. Chodek tani. This is really one case. Shiurei gardumav. What's the shir? Kosher. Frank Yimar v'lema gardumav. Shiorav lamali. Why are you telling me both the word shirayim and the word gardumim, which can be confusing? Let it just go and simply say gardumim alone. Efti mahakamashlan nevi'in and shiurei gardumav. That we're telling you that when you have gardumim, remember gardumim means that the whole gedil is still intact, but the psilim have been cut. As long as you have a shiur in the gardumav, that although the Braisa uses the term koshu, lav dafka koshu, it means kedei la'anvan, at least enough to go and make an aniva, to make a bow around the rest of the tzitzis, or on its own, the shayla that we had yesterday. Anyway, bottom line is, we thought we were talking about this Braisa, about a case of both soifoi, shirayim, and the case of gardumim. And the case of the shirayim is again at the top. Gardumim is on the bottom after the gedil. And therefore we said, all you have to have is a kosher, and it's kosher. But we say in our Gemara that if it's cut at the top, it's possible. So what's going on? Anymore, it's only one case, shirayim gardumim. If in fact it was cut at the top, it's possible totally. But the gardumim, as long as you have kedei v'anvon, is kosher. Yosef Rav, v'komo mishmei derav. Rabba said in the name of Rav, Chut Shokerach, Oyla Min Haminyan. Remember again, you put the four tzitzis through, and one of the tzitzis is typically longer than all the others, and you use that longer one to do the krichois, to do the windings around the tzitzis. How many windings do we have? we'll see him at Shem on the bottom of the oven. That chut that you use for the winding is also from the four which turn into eight. In other words, all kedai techamina without our Gemara, maybe you have to have a separate one that you twist and wind around the others. No. That's one of the four that becomes the eight after they are folded in the bag. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef, Shmuel Omer Rav Leirav. So Rav Yosef is now addressing Rabbah. And he says to Rabbah, what you just said now is perfect. I agree with you 1,000%. That chut shel krach oilim min haminyan. However, it's not that Rav said it. It's Shmuel said it. Shmuel Omer Vloy Rav. It manami Omer Rabbah b'chona. Sochli Rabbi Yoshiya dimin usha. Chut shel krach oilim min haminyan. Now this it manami l'chayit is only referring to the halacha, not referring to whether Rav said it or Shmuel said it. However, if you notice next to the word chut shel krach, that gimel takes us to the Maseiros HaShas, and on the third line of Maseiros HaShas, guess what it says? Nusach acher mishmei de Shmuel. Ah, and so therefore we are inserting Shmuel's name after all. So based on this nusach of the Maseiros HaShas, where the Gemara is saying it manami omer b'bchana tzachli Rabbi Yosef ben Usha mishmei de Shmuel. So therefore we're talking bringing a raya that this is Shmuel that said it and not Rav. And now we have almost an identical Gemara. Yosef Rabo on the side it says Rabba. Was it Rabbi Gizok? The common Mishmeide Shmuel. Now we're saying the name of Shmuel. Chaylis. Shekorach Ruba is Ksheira. Even though, as we said before, the standard custom is that the top third of the tzitzis that come out of the beged, top third is the gedil, that's the twisted braided part, and two thirds are the psilim, are the strings which are hanging down. What happens if you did a kriach of roiv? In other words, did you have more in the gedil than you have in the psilim? Also kusha. Amalei Rav Yosef, Sir Rav Yosef says now to Rabba, it wasn't Shmuel that said it, it's Rav Amr, v'loi Shmuel, it was Rav, and not Shmuel. Just the opposite of the previous command. It manami Amr Avuna bar Yehuda Amar, Rav Sheishis, Amr Rav Yehuda bar Abba Amar, Rav, Chere Shekarach Ruba is Kesheira. So once again, he's bringing a raya not only to the halacha, but it was that Rav said it, and not Shmuel. So the previous Gemara, Rabba had said in the name of Rav, and if Yosef corrected him and said in the name of Shmuel, it manami that it was Shmuel that said it. And now we have just the reverse, where the Gemara tells us that Rabba said Allah in the name of Shmuel, if Yosef said it was Rav and not Shmuel, and then we brought a raya taka that it was Rav and not Shmuel. Nushtik, Rav Chibarei Rav Nosen Masni Hachi. Om Rav Unam Rav Sheshes Om Rav Yemen Bar Abba Om Rav Tchevah Shekorach Ruba Ksheira, like we just said now, no difference. But now he adds on, Rafil Lekorach Ba'el Chulia Achas is Ksheira, if he only does one Chulia. What means one Chulia? The more will explain shortly. That means that he did three Krichos, three Hakafis, that he went and twisted around just three times. That's enough, it's kosher. The Noye Tchelis, the nicest way of doing the Tchelis, is when we say the word Tchelis over here, Lav Tavku Tchelis, it really means Ikka Mitzvah Tzitzis. At times the Gemara called Tzitzis Tchelis, kind of as a euphemistic term, Tchelis, that means the Tzitzis. So what's the proper halacha, what's the proper meaning? Shlish Gedil, like we said before, a third on top, Ushnei Shlishi Onof. Onof means what branches out, those are the psilim that are hanging loose. The Gam is Shir Chulia. What's the Shir of Chulia that we just spoke about? That you have to go and twist it around, wind it around. Tanya Rabbi Yomer, Kedeshiyichrov Mishana V'Yishalish. The minimum is at least three times to go and create these Chulias. However, turn to the Brisa. Ha'poiches la'yivches Mishav lechatchila. Don't do less than seven. Va'moisul yoisul ha'shloish esrei. And if you want to add more than seven, fine, but don't go beyond 13. So what's the reason for the seven and the 13? That's to remind us of the seven heavens. Since there's seven heavens, in between heaven 1 and heaven 2 and heaven 2 and heaven 3, there are six spaces. So you add the seven plus the six, you have 13 all together. Now, what does this have to do with tzitzis? So the tzitzis here next to us on the left hand side. Well, Yivchis Misheva Kineged Shiver Akim says tzitzis. The Fishet Chayles Dem Liyam. Viyam Dem Rakia. And therefore, that's the reason why we want to have that the kriya should be seven, because there's seven rakia. So what's the inner of tchedes dem liyam, liyam dem rakia? Because it says in the pasuk, "Zchartem eskom b'tzoyis Hashem." How do we remember all the mitzvahs? How do we remember that this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu? We look at the tchedes, and we think the tchedes, oh, this looks like the sea. And the sea is like a mirror image of the heavens. So I remember the heavens, and therefore this gives a person Yirah Shemayim and Ahavas Hashem. And so it goes the next step of the seven that you wanted to have, is 7 and 13, connected the number of Rakim. The story is told that someone asked one of the greats of Bali Musha, maybe Rabbi Sol Salanta, and he said to him, isn't this a little bit far-fetched? I look at my tzitzis, my tcheilis, and then I'm going to think of the yam, and then I'm going to think of the rikia, and then I'm going to think of the seven rikiyam. So he told him, let me ask you, there's another gemara that says that you're not allowed to go, you're not supposed to look at big date tzivoynim. Big date tzivoynim means nice, beautiful dresses. For instance, we don't mean when they're folded up nicely in the store that have never been used, but we mean that people, that women have worn, and particularly if they're hanging on the line after they're drying up from the washing, you're not supposed to look at these. Why? You shouldn't come the day hear her Isha, the woman that was wearing them. So I ask you, when you look at those big tzivoinim, can you relate to that you might have a machshava of the Isha? Yeah, I could relate to it. I could see that having a hirur from, he says, that you should have the same type of hirurim when it comes to the tcheilis tzitzis. The reason why we can relate to that case and not to that case is because, unfortunately, we are not on the proper madrega. Because with the proper madrega, we should be able to relate more to the tcheilis resembling the yam, and the yam resembling the rakia, rather than being silver. What do I have to do with dresses? What do I have to do with moshe? But unfortunately, we are not on the proper madrega. Otherwise, we'd have a much greater appreciation for the connection between the color and the number, and the fact that this is all from the Bnei Olam, the one that created Shemayim Ve'aretz, the Rekil. Zogti Mor Vaitem. Tonam. Kishuhu Mas. Oh, so now in our Gemara we said 7 and 13. What's Taka de Halacha? So the Minhag Olam, which is brought in the Achronim, which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, is to do 7, 8, 11, and 13. Vos Ep is those numbers, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because if you add, well, you start off with the 7 Rekiyim. If you add 8 to the 7, you get 15. 15 is Kaminyan Ka. Kibeka Hashem Tzur Olamim. The word Ka Yud K, that's 15. Then if you add 11, 15, 11 gets you to 26, which is Kiminyan Shem Havaya Yud K Vav K. And then finally 13, says the Mishnah Berurah, is Kiminyan Echad. Aleph Ches Dalet, Aleph and Ches is 9, Dalet is 4, is 13. Ah, and therefore we're saying Hashem Echad. So when you are wearing your tzitzis, you're thinking to yourself, Hashem Echad, or at least you could be contemplating Hashem Echad. What's the reason why we have the 5 ksharim and the 8 tzitzis? So Rashi brings this in Chumash. Almost all children learn this as when they were children, and that is because tzitzis itself is the gematria 600, because the tzaddik is 90 plus yud is 10. 90 and 10 is 100. Another tzaddik and another yud is another 100 is 200. Tav is 400. 200 and 400 is 600. We add to that 8 strands, and we add the 5 ksharim, the 5 double knots that we have when you put together the gdil. So the 5 and the 8 is 13, together with the 600, 613, to remind us of the 613 mitzvahs. So if we were zocha and we were on that madrega, every time that we put on our tzitzis in the morning, we would think to ourselves, oh, I have the 613 mitzvahs, I have the rekiyim, I have shem ka, I have the shem Hashem, and Hashem Echad, etc., etc. Zochim more about the Tana. Kishu maschu, maschu b'loven, ha'konef min konef, kishu mesayim, mesayim b'loven. What is the Gemara referring to? So Gemara leaves out one nekuda, and that is, nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have the tcheilis, or at least most of us don't wear tcheilis, and therefore, all of the vikling means the winding and the twisting, is done by the white chutzim, the white strands. In the good old days, whoever explains Rashi, they in fact used to go and do they did both the white and the blue. they first started off with a white strand, then in the middle they did a blue strand, and then they ended off with a white strand. If you look at the Rashi Kishu Maschel, four lines before the wide lines down below Kishu Maschel, Kishu Maschel Lichroich Maschel Belovan. He first starts off with a white. Sheminiach Shnei Chutim Aruchim. He has two long ones. Lasid Mehen Hagdil to make the Gdil on top. Umaschel Lichroich Belovan. Umbeemta Koyrach Shel Tchelis. You start off with white, you continue with blue, and then you finish off with white.
How do you do that with the 8? I understand with the 7, 11, and 13, because you have an odd number. With the 8, how do you...
Of the 8, you're going to... Presumably the white one is going to be even longer than the blue one. In other words, the way we have our tzitzis, if you ever buy tzitzis in the store, you'll see that each corner that you have the 4, you have 3 regular size, then you have one which is much longer Shabbos. To be able to go and do the Shabbos, to do the twisting. Presumably, those people that have Chelis, or in the good old days, Adam Yitzchem, shortly we're going to have Chelis again, they have two long ones. One long one is the white one, which is super long. One is a long one, which is the Chelis, which is not as long. And then you have the regulars. So you first start off with the super long one, the white, then you do your Krichas. Then in the middle you go and do the blue one. And when you finish with the blue, then you go back to the white again. So start with white and end with white.
Not within each chulia, but just between in this span of...
Yeah, Rashi doesn't go into the full details how they did it. So I'm not exactly sure whether they did every single chulia, top chulia, mid chulia, last chulia. In these Krichas, you start off with white, you threw in blue, and then you finish off with white. What's the reason for it? So Rashi says, by the fact that it says, well, the Gemara continues on. It says in the Pasuk, Hakonav Min Konav. So that tells you, Maschel Belovan Hakonav Min Konav. It says in the Pasuk, Hakonav Psil Tcheles, which we quoted earlier yesterday. Min Konav, typically the begodim were made out of white. Typically they were either white linen or white wool, mostly white linen. And therefore, you had the Min Konav comes first. Since it comes first, that gives it a chashivus. Rashi says three lines from the bottom. The kivan, the akadma kra, the minkonav, since the Torah says minkonav first, shmamina choshevu, it's choshev. Hilkach imesayim betchayves habalei moirid seifat tzitzis metchilosa. We don't want to end off on a yirida. We want to end off with an aliyah. So you start off with a white. You put blue in the middle. Apparently that's not considered to be a reader because that's not the final stroke, that's only in the middle. And then when you finish the final twist, again do it with white. So you start it off with Choshev and you don't have a problem of Malam the Kodesh, Veloi Merit.
Why is Tchilas a Yerida?
The reason why it's Yerida is because the Pasuk starts with Min Konav first to give you a Choshev, it's a din of Kedima. By definition, if Min Konav is first, then Tchilas is second. So even though Tchelis, like Avis, is trying harder, by the Maitse, they're still number two. So therefore, number one is the white, so we start off with the white, and we end off with the white, so we should end off with the more choshev of the two. Anyway, continuing on to the Gemara, it's Vayter, Nochamul, Nochamul, Rab. We're on to three lines to the bottom. Rab, V'Rabba Bar Chana, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Havi Yasvi. Rab and Rabba Chana were sitting together, Rab and Cholifi Ozel Hu Gavra, a person passed by, Temechse Glima de Kula Tchelta. He was wearing a beged totally made out of Tchelis. It doesn't say whether he was part of the Adas Korach or not. Presumably not, because Adas Korach all passed away.
Rabba Chana knows where they're buried.
Exactly. Oh, very good. Anyway, so this person is passing by with a talis shekula tchelis. The Romli le tchelta. Now the word tchelta again, Rashi says in the bottom means tzitzis. We don't mean just tchelis. He put on tzitzis. However, the tzitzis were ugedila migdal. There was a nice gedil, but he didn't leave over any dangling psilim. Only gedil. He only had that twisted, braided top of the tzitzis. He didn't have the loose strands hanging down. Omarav, yoy glima, lo yoyev tchalta. The glima is beautiful. Oh, look how pretty. What a nice blue garment, aquamarine. Oh, boy. But the tchalis, meaning the tzitzis, the nishgit. Why the tzitzis no good? Because ein ba onof, says Rashi. Because you don't have the dangling strands. To have tzitzis, you gotta have both the gedil and the psilim. The gedil and the onof. There's no onof. No, yoy glima, yoy tchalta, they're both good. Both the beautiful talus. I agree with you, the talus is gorgeous. And it says this is okay too, even though there are no psilim. What's the machlokes? Make up me. Rav Bechora Sover Ksiv Gidil Uksiv Psil Oy Gidil Oy Psil. What does that mean? We have two separate parashas in the Torah. One is in Parashas Kisaitse, which we learned not too long ago. Number one here in Torah Arashalim, Gidilim Tasaloch, Al Arba Kanfis, Suscha Asher Techasibon. Obviously, this is referring to the tzitzis, Gidilim you make on the Arba Kanfis. And then we go back into Sefer Bamidbar, where we talk about the tzitzis. Dava Bnei Yisrov Yamatalem Asulahem Tzitzis, Al Kanfis Demet Veroisam, etc. There's no mention of the word Gidil. So we have Gidil in Tvarim, we have Tzitzis in Bamidbar, and we have the Lashon also Psil. Penoso al Tzitzis Hakana Psil Techeves. So we have Gidil and Psil. What's the double Lashon, says Rabbi Chana? Oy Gidil, oy Psil. Either one is good. You either have to have a Gidil, that twisted part on top, or you have the Psil, you have the loose hanging threads, the loose hanging strands. You don't have to have both. Either one is okay. Therefore, Yoi glima v'yoi tchalta. Rav Sava li oilam psil ba'inan. You always need psil. The gdilim, that it says over there, gdilim. The minyan udi also comes to tell you the din of minyan. In other words, how many threads are you supposed to use? After all, the pasuk in tzitzis just says, the nosal al tzitzis are kind of psil tchalim. So it might be one. I don't know how many. Yishokti gemara. Since it says in the pasuk, gdilim. If we say Gidil alone, that would mean Shnayim. Gidilim is Arba. Gidil is not Psilim. A Psil is Taka, one strand on its own. But a Gidil, since a Gidil means that you are going to twist it and braid it, that's the definition of Gidil. Ah, so you have to have at least two to go and braid something. Gidilim means you put in four. So I say Gidil, make a full nice braid. What am I going to learn from the word Psil? In the parish of Tzitzis, that after you finish with the Gdil, that you should have Psilim sticking out. The Gemara, according to Rav, is somewhat, if you will, defensive. It's saying, you're right, Rabbi Bavachon. It says the word Psil, and it says the word Gdil. Sounds like Oy Psil, Oy Gdil. So why does Rav say you need both? Because he said, say Shetach Gdilim. All the Gemara needed to say is Rav Sover. No, it says Psil and it says Gidil, that you need both. You need Gidilim and you need Psilim. You need a Gidil in every single corner of the four corners, you need Psilim sticking out. So the Gemara is a little bit shredded. The Gemara uses the expression, you know why it says Gidilim? To tell you minion. The reason why it says Gidilim, to tell you that you need both Psil and Gidil.
According to this, you only need four strands, so how do we get to eight?
Because you put four through, and then it
automatically comes out. Hold on, let me get the number.
I'm holding. I'm not running away.
So, in order to Gidil, you need to have two strands, so you have a braid. Gidilim, four strands, because it's plural. Two.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you put four through the hole, and now they come. Okay. Now it's into eight. So anyway, the kasha that I was asking is not my kasha. It's the second toises. Toises teima my doiche derav lameima gidilim minyana name the krob aloyma tavayu boy gidil upsil. Toises tries to go through a toichik pshat, b'yichlut choyka lefarish, etc. But the point is, l'choyra, all Rav needs to say is, I agree with you, Rabbi Mechon, it says Gidil and Psil, but don't learn like you're learning one or the other. You need both. You need a Gidil and a Psil. And if you only have a Gidil without a Psil, then it's Taka Psil, then it's Taka Psil. Okay, Amachlekes. Omishumum is made a leg. Chutei Tzemer Poitrin Bishal Pishnan. If you put Chutei Tzemer on, they patim shel pishna. What does the Gemara mean? So, Shmuel is saying the name of Levi. Think of what the classic talis is that the Torah is referring to. The classic beggar that we're talking about must be made out of linen. Why do I say must be made out of linen? Because, as we know, stam begodim in the Torah are typically either Tzemer or Pishtim. Where do we learn this from? We learned it from Nigoyim. It talks about that if you find a Negat Tzeras, Beged Tzemer, or even Beged Pishtim, Stam Beged is considered to be Tzemer or Pishtim. Now, here in the Pasuk, we have the Essay Doich Aloy Sess. It says, the din of Shatnez, Lo Yala Lecha, who Beged Kilayim Shatnez Lo Yala Lecha, and after that it says, Gedilim Tasala, that you can go and make Gedilim. So that's the Essay Doich Aloy Sess. Aha. Now, when would it be a case of shatnez if you have a mixture of linen together with wool? Which part is the will part? The tcheles is certainly the will part, because the definition of tcheles is blue dyed wool. When I say blue, I mean the chilozoin, aquamarine blue, whatever that color is. That's the tcheles blue that makes the wool into tcheles. So the tcheles strands are for sure made out of wool. And if I'm putting at least two of them through and I'm twisting it, so then that shatnez with the beged, which is made out of pishtun. How do I know the beged is made out of pishtun? Because if the beged were made out of wool, then I wouldn't have a shatnez issue. And if the Torah is telling you, don't worry about shatnez, so where's the shatnez? It must be that the beged is made out of pishtun, and the tcheles strands are made out of wool. What Shmuel Mishmei the Levi is saying is, just like already one or two of the strands, I say one or two because Rashi learns and Tosis learns that the division of Tcheles and of the white chutim is exactly 50-50. You put in two white chutim and you put in two made out of Tcheles, out of blue. There's a big machloikas. Other Rishonim say it's a 3-to-1 proportion, and some say it's a 3.5-to-1/2 proportion, meaning that three gans are made out of wool, and out of white wool, and the final one is half wool and half tcheles dyed wool. So therefore, it's only 1 out of the 8 instead of 2 out of the 8 or 4 out of the 8. But the point of the Gemara is, since, says Shmuel Mishmei the Levi, you already have the Isser of Shatnez, which is trounced by this Esser Doichalois Esser in the form of the Tcheles strands, so you're allowed to already use the other strands made out of Tzemer. You don't have to have the other strands made out of Pishtun or cotton or anything else. You can have them Tzemer across the board. Tcheles ones and the Chuti Tzemer, meaning also the white ones. That's what Shmuel says, Mishnah Delech. Based on this, what happens if you have the reverse? Iboilu. Shall Pishtun Maushi Yitru Bishal Tzemer? What happens if the beged were totally made out of Tzemer, and now you're putting on strands of Pishtun? Meaning, you have the Tcheles ones, which of course are made out of Tzemer, but you have another two, which are made out of Pishtun. Oh, I got challenges over here. Is this permissible? Says the Gemara. Tzemer b'shal pishtim, who the potter? Maybe there, that's when the Torah was megala, that it's okay. Number one, the kima the tcheles potter, love and nami potter. As far as tcheles, that says b'fedish in the Torah that you're allowed to go and put the tcheles strands on the beged, even though the beged is pishtun, and that's how I have my esed doichaloi sesim. And now, by extension, Shmuel said mishmei the Levi, it's not only on the tcheles strands, but even on the white strands. But that's you just being moisted b'shiurim. We already have the esed doichaloi sesim, so to throw in the other strands of tzemer as well. Al pishtun b'tzemer loy. However, if you're starting over the wool beged, I don't have any tcheles that you're starting off with, which is shatnez. The tcheles that you're putting on is also wool. So maybe you're not allowed to go and put on pishtun threads, because then you would make a case of shatnez, which is unnecessary. Maybe because I have this juxtaposition of the two psukim, and it's a shot in the tzemer pishtim yachdom, and the Tosik doesn't say the tzemer is referring to the tcheles, and the pishtim is referring to the linen, so maybe it's the other way around too, that the beged is made out of tzemer, and the tzitzis are made out of pishtim, and the Torah says loishna. Then in all cases, you're allowed to esed doichalaisa. So Gemara Toshima, the Yomer Rachba Amar Rav Yehuda, Chutei Tzemer, Poitim Bishal Pishtan, Bishal Pishtan, Poitim Bishal Tzemer. Oh, Rav Yehuda says very, very clearly, Chutei Tzemer Pater Pishtan, and Pishtan Pater Tzemer. So the first part that Chutei Tzemer on the Pishtan garment that we already had, Shmuel Mishmei the Lady. Because migoy that you can put on the tcheles, even though that shatnez, so you can go and put on chutei tzemer. You're just being marbe mosif in the shear of the shatnez. Not only do you have two or three tcheles, Not only do you have two or one tcheles strands, which cause there to be a shatnez prohibition, which is trounced by the esed doichaloi sesed. So I just added another two or three of the chutei tzemer. It's just adding on. But if Yudah Rachman Merab, Yudah says the other way around too. If I start over the Tzemer garment, even though one or two of them are made out of Tcheles Tzitzis, so that's Tzemer B'Tzemer, I don't have the Eser Deichalai Seser. You're allowed to put on Pishtin strings as well. No problem. And therefore we're poishir our Shaila that Rachman Rav Yudah says, it's fine. Either way, Shatnes is kosher. Now what happens if Chutei Tzemer Pishtim poishir b'chol makom? What happens if you have, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, a mixture of Tzemer u'Pishtim, they pater b'chol makom. Now what means b'chol makom? V'afil b'shiroi. Until now we only spoke about your begodim made out of Tzemer u'Pishtim. What happens if you have a begin made out of shiroyim, which means silk? You have a beautiful silken garment. What type of tzitzis do you have to put on that garment? Says Rachman Yehuda, Tzemer u'Pishtim pater b'chol makom. And again, the Gemara assumes it's Tzemer u'Pishtim together. Some made out of Tzemer, some made out of Pishtim. Strings, threads, tzitzis on a begad made out of shiroim, out of silk. Upligat Rav Nachman. And this argument of Nachman, the Emir of Nachman, has shiroim p'turim and a tzitzis. Rav Nachman holds that shiroim don't need tzitzis at all. Don't make it out of Tzemer, don't make it out of Pishtim, don't make it out of anything. It's parts of not tzitzis. The reason why Rav Nachman says that, as we'll see in the bottom of the Gemara, because he holds that the only begad that's mechuyim but tzitzis menat Torah is only Tzemer or Pishtim and not shiroim. There's Eisvi Rav Nachman. Hashiroyim v'akalo v'asrikin kulan chayom mitzitzis. Oh, it says very clearly, shiroyim is chay mitzitzis. Shiroyim, we said already, means silk. Kalach hasrikin are all the different types of silk. Combed silk, twisted silk, corded silk, all different types of silk. These are all silk garments. Shteto on the braisa, they're all chay mitzitzis. And didn't you just say now, Rav Nachman, shiroyim is part of mitzitzis? Everything was Rav Nachman midrabanon minatoyra departed midrabanon lechay. Pretty much hachi. Aim a sefer looks like a sefer. They cool on tzemer u'pishtim hoytrim behen. That's the price which we just quoted. Tzemer u'pishtim together pat. Iamris mishlam dear raisa hayda the mishnah who kilayim. If you're going to tell me shiroyim are mechuyim and tzitzis min hatoyra, and now I'm adding a combination of tzemer u'pishtim tzitzis, and I'm twisting them and I'm braiding them and making them into the gdil and the psilim, if you're going to tell me that shiroyim are mechuyim min hatoyra, and the toyra was megala that you're allowed to have shatnes for tzitzis, fine. So I have shatnes, tzemer u'pishtim, not the classic case of shatnes, where the beged is made out of one of the two tzemer u'pishtim, and the strands are made out of one of the two tzemer u'pishtim, and I have the merging with the shatnes issue and the eser doichaloi sesa. But I can have an eser doichaloi sesa in the form of the strands themselves. Some of them are tzemer, some of them are pishtim. I twist them together. It's mutter because the Torah was megal the eser doichaloi sesa. Eliyahu's Rabbanim is going to go and tell me, like what Rav Nachman just said, that Shiroim only mechuyim derabat. Samina toira de potter totally. Heichem mishra bukelayim. How would the brisa permit you to go and twist tzitzis of both tzemer and pishtan? You're wearing shatnes. So you're going to say, yeah, but it's in the context of tzitzis. No. Minatoyah, this is not a tzitzis. There's no requirement of tzitzis minatoyah. So you're just creating a lab of shatness, and you're not being mekayim and esim minatoyah. So Zot Yimora is the chayra raya that Rav Nachman is wrong, and shiroyim am mechuyi betzitzis minatoyah. Every morning, nang aima oy tzemer oy pishtim. When it said before that tzemer u'pishtim poitrim b'chol makom v'afilu b'shiroyim, it doesn't mean a combination of tzemer u'pishtim. It means either one or the other. That, for instance, if you are using tcheles, like in the good old days, or like those that use today, so then you have a combination of the regular white tzemer strands, and you have the tcheles strands of pishtim. Sorry, and then you have the tcheles strands of tzemer. So all of it is tzemer. All eight strands are tzemer. Some are white, some are blue, but they're all tzemer. Good, so then there's no problem of kilayim. Or theoretically, a person that doesn't have tcheles, like we have this matter that we don't have tcheles, theoretically you can have all the strands made out of linen. So it's all linen. We're talking about oy tzemer, oy pishtim, so there is no shatnes problem. Says the Malach, and I'm going to stop it. This is not a doichik pshat. This is a real McCoy. This is the real pshat. I'll bring it right. The Tari Sefer, it says in the Sefer of that price, which we didn't quote until now, Hein b'minon poitrin, Shoy b'minon ein poitrin. Now what means Hein? Hein means the shiroim, the kalach, or the srikin. If you're not talking about the beged, you're talking about the tzitzis now. If you have tzitzis made out of srikin or out of shirayim, meaning silk, strands, silk, threads, the mean and poitrin. If you put that on a beged of shiroyim, spot. Shiroyim bin minon, if you're going to put them on a woolen beged or a linen beged, ain't poitrin. And not going to pot. In other words, it's not going to be kosher tzitzis. Only kosher tzitzis is the minon. On a silk beged, you use silk tits. So now, analyzing one. If you're going to go and tell me that the whole din of shiroyim is midraban, then I understand why and how you're able to go make tzitzis made out of shiroyim. The whole beged is mechuyev drabanan, and the tzitzis are drabanan. Eliyamaz yiraisa, tzemer upishtim, who the potar? You can only use tzemer upishtim. You cannot use anything else. How do I know you can only use tzemer upishtim? Because of the fact that the Torah says that you have to use tzemer upishtim yachav, kdilim tasalach. The pasuk that we quoted before, the silbash shatnes tzemer upishtim yachav, kdilim tasalach. What are you making your gedilim out of? That you're making such a big gedila out of it, and esa doichalai sesa, you're using tzemer upishtim. It doesn't refer to cotton. It doesn't refer to silk. It only refers to tzemer upishtim. So that's a dumb apostle that the tzitzis have to be tzemer upishtim. So how can you go and be yoitza with silk strands? You got to use tzemer upishtim strands. Ah, is the chasemen, the whole chiyuv is rabbanon. So yamish mishlamid rabbanon haydim mitzir b'mina. That's why you can use silk strands on a silk garment, because they're both rabban. And the yamish yerais, if you're going to go and tell me shiroim is mechuyim in a Torah, tzemer upishtim with the part, you have to use tzemer upishtim. Them and not use shiroyim strands. Everything Gemara imishim haloy iriyah. You don't have a conclusive raya. In other words, your hachinami mistabra falls away. Why can Rava? The Rava Rami. Rava asked the stira. Ksiv. It says in the pasuk of tzitzis hakonov, which we've darshened already yesterday and today, min konov. Where does it say? It says v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov. Still techeks. And the Gemara dashes, hakonav min konav. Whatever the konav was, konav meaning part of the beged, whatever that beged is. If the beged is tzemer, make it out of tzemer. The beged is made out of linen, make it out of linen. Theoretically, the way we're learning now that shiroyim is also mechuyim in HaTorah, you make it out of shiroyim, make the tzitzis out of shiroyim. Shiroyim. Okay, but there's another pasuk, tzemer upishtim. That pasuk that we had in Kiseitze. That's the essence of the chaloisas pasuk. Silver shot, the tzemer upishtim yachdom. Gedilim tasaloch. It sounds like you're supposed to make the gedilim from tzemer upishtim. So make up your mind. Is it min konav or is it tzemer upishtim? Okay, sir. Tzemer upishtim poitrim beivim mina bein shil goyim minan. Tzemer upishtim are generic good tzitzis that you can use across the board for any beged. Shar minim, the minim poitrin, shaloi b'minim, ein poitrin. Shar minim, meaning, for instance, silk strands, they work b'minim. Yeah, b'minim poitrin. Shaloi b'minim, however, it's not b'minim, ein poitrin. It doesn't work, it doesn't patrin. So bottom line is, Rav Nachman continues to say that Shiroim is Rabbanon, and we have no way of refuting Rav Nachman. However, the raya that he wanted to bring from this braisa is no raya, because the braisa could be talking min haTorah. Aye, the braisa said you can go and use silk strands. Yes, you can use silk strands, according to Rava, b'minon, because of the stira between Hakonat and Tzemer Upishtim, that b'minon, poitrim, any min, whatever the min of the talis is, you can go and use the same min of the tzitzis. But Rav Nachman, if they are really silk, then you can use even silk thread. Perhaps they even have silk threads. I never examined them, but according to our Gemara, it would be totally permissible. Talking about Rav Nachman, can the Torah be Rabbi Shmuel? The Torah Rabbi Shmuel, how the nemru begodim batoyr stam? Or part of the chakos of Yechem Hem, tzemer upishtim, afkol tzemer upishtim. What Rav Nachman tells us is that there is no such thing as a beged made out of silk min hatoyr. Not that you can make out of silk. Of course you can make out of silk, but it doesn't have the same beged. It'll be a levush, it'll be a shirt, it'll be pants, It'll be nice clothing, but it's not going to be called a beged. What's the definition of beged? We have a gilui kro that beged is in the parsha of Negoim. If Chas Shalom, a person finds a nega, the beged tzemer, by the beged pishtim. Why did Torah have to go and say beged tzemer? They just say it's a beged. By saying tzemer pishtim, it's coming to tell you the definition of beged is tzemer pishtim. And therefore, when it comes to tzitzis, it's when it says in the pasuk, al kantei bigdeyim l'dreiroisem, that means tzemer o pishtim. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, simishdo azazach, there's no such thing as a beged made out of shiroim min atar. Yeah, midrabanan, yeah, midrabanan, l'adabanan. And this, of course, is the same halacha that we have, this machlokes in our Gemara, is a machlokes which is brought in Shulchan Aruch as well. And that's why there's a machlokes between Mechav and Ramah about wearing tzitzis with a cotton beged, where, according to Rav Nachman, a cotton beged is mechuyim midrabanan, but it's not mechuyim min atayim. According to Rabbanan, they disagree. They hold no. Beged includes silk, and it would include cotton as well. Therefore, those that are machmir throughout the year to wear woolen tzitzis, they're not doing it because they are cold during the summer. The reason why they do it is because they want to be for sure, according to everybody, the yoytzei mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. Or those that are wearing cotton, it would depend on this machloikis whether you're mechuyev d'oraisa or only midraban. Kuli amor abari mekayim a mitzvah. The question: mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa or just rabban? A modern day shaila is tzitzis made on a beged of polyester, where I believe Rav Moshe Baskins in his Igros Moshe, that since a polyester beged did not exist in the time of the Torah, nor in the times of Chazal, nor until 25 or 50 years ago, therefore it does not have the status of a beged, even though it looks like a beged and it feels like a beged. It's like making a beged out of plastic, Lemushel. Those people that have these plastic raincoats, what happens if we have a big cut in it, like the lift for Shirok, even though it might be a four-cornered garment, there would be no requirement of tzitzis because it's not considered to be a beged. Therefore, Moshe says, don't make tzitzis on a polyester beged. And if you're thinking to yourself, okay, worse comes to worse, I wasn't the kind of mitzvah. But if you're wearing it on Shabbos and you're not the kind of mitzvah, you'd be over on masay and carrying on Shabbos because it's not considered to be a tachshit, since tzitzis by definition are a tachshit, they're part of the levush if they are kosher. It's not a kosher mitzvah, you're not doing a mitzvah, then it would just be a masoi, and therefore don't wear it.
Yesterday's, we mentioned 2 days ago, the salvation sheet that was not tzitzis.
At all.
Mm-hmm. But how did you skim with the Mishnah yesterday? Zero is considered bearish.
That tzitzis not ma'akim, tzitzis not ma'akim.
Right.
So the reason for the briskers, Rabik told me, because in the Rambam it says that you're allowed to wear a talis on Shabbos if it's mitzuyatzis kihilchasa. So that because of that extra word kihilchasa, the briskers learn, oh, what did the Rambam write? Mitzuyatzis has tzitzis on. What is that kihilchasa? Kihilchasa is going to say that even though it's you have kuloi tzemer, because there is no tchelis, it's not that full din of kihilchasa, it doesn't go to the nth degree, and therefore, you know, they carry wear it on Shabbos. So it's based on a diyuk in the Rav. Amar Abaye says Abaye, "V'hai tanda v'Rabbi Shmuel, mafkam idich tanda v'Rabbi Shmuel." We were just quoting tanda v'Rabbi Shmuel that he said that any begging the Torah stam is tzemer upishtim. But there's another tanda v'Rabbi Shmuel that disagrees. Tanda v'Rabbi Shmuel, beged ainly ela beged tzemer. Minay the rabbis tzemer gimalim, tzemer anovim, benoitzer shel izim, viakalach, viasrikim ashiroyin. What are all these things? Tzemer gemalim, of course, is wool from a camel. Arnovim is from an arnevis. I don't know what maybe should be arnovois, right? A hair, or from a rabbit. But usually it's called an arnevis. You would think it would be arnovois. Okay, basically, arnovim. Anyway, menoitzer shalizim. Menoitzer shalizim means the hair on the back, not the hair, H-A-R-E, but the H-A-I-R. On the back of Ezim. The reason why by goats we refer to it as here as opposed to tzemer, says Rashi, because it is not as soft and cuddly like wool. Therefore, it's called noitzer. If you look at the Rashi, tzemer anovim and noitzer, tzemer shel Ezim, kori noitzer, lefish ein rach, ishar tzemer. If you want to go and make a nice garment, you would go and take the wool on the back of sheep. You wouldn't go and take the wool on the back of goats because it's rough. In fact, they used to use it, perhaps they still use it today, brushes and or to manufacture sackcloth. That's why you have the Gemara talks about sack shalizim. Anyway, but getting back to arguments, how do I know we include those? And the Kalach and the Shrik and Shiroim, which are all silken garments, that they're also big garden. Not only the Gabi Hilchos Tzitzis, but even the Gabi Hilchos Nigoyim. How do I know me night? I'm alone because it's the pasuk. Oy the beggar at semer, oy the beggar pishtim. It says oy beggar that oy comes to be marbe, not only semer and pishtim, but all other materials that you use for manufacturing the garden. And that's why it would include all of these, including the silk and including the cotton, etc.
So we have the machlokes and the two tons of
we have the machlokes now between the talmidim of the besmedrish of Rabbi Shmuel. Some talmidim learned that the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel taught daf ketemah pishtim in and everything else loy sai the gabi negoim sai the gabi tzitzis, while other talmidim said no. Rabbi Shmuel really said that beged includes everything because of the word oy beged sai the gabi negoim and sai the gabi tzitzis. Have a good kibbutz jara boy sai egmar sima toiva and all the very best.